Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to tonight's main event.
That's that, of course, means it's time for some boxing talk here on Drive Time Sports. KOAL 103.9 FM, 7:50 a.m. We're on the eve of a Manny Pacquiao fight. Now, typically, on the eve of a Pacquiao fight, the national sports world is buzzing. But I think due to some recent comments that Pacquiao has made, and you stack that on top of the fact that he was outpointed by Floyd Mayweather in pretty much every possible scenario last May, the buzz for this fight may be a little bit more under the radar. Joining us right now to talk a bit about that, we have one of our boxing insiders, Calvin Miller. Calvin, it has been a while since we've gotten you on the show, but I appreciate you taking out the time on this Friday to talk some Pacquiao Bradley.
Oh, yes, sir. It's always a pleasure. Happy Friday to everybody.
Yes, happy Friday to you, too. On the eve of this fight, it's the rubber match between Pacquiao and Bradley. Again, they split the first two fights. That first fight, highly controversial as far as the decision goes. I definitely don't have a popular opinion. I believe that that fight was a lot closer than many want to think. I had it 7-5 Pacquiao, which in turn, I don't necessarily think it's too big of a shame if it goes the other way, if I have a one-round difference, but that's what we're talking about today, Calvin, the fact that Timothy Bradley has an opportunity to step back into the ring and get revenge on Pacquiao, because honestly, that first win did a lot more damage to his reputation and markability than a loss would have. And it's sad, but that's just the fact.
Yeah, it is. You know, he's done a lot of interviews where he talked about how that first victory over Pacquiao, even though it was a victory, you know, it took him to a pretty dark place, and it's good to see him back. It's good to see him ready to go for tomorrow, and it's good to see him back in the frame of things and ready to mix it up again.
I definitely agree. Most recently, he goes up against Brandon Rios. He has Teddy Atlas in his corner. I think that Bradley looked a lot more sharp offensively in this fight. A lot of that has to do, though, with the competition. I mean, we've seen what Pacquiao looked like just a couple of years ago against Brandon Rios. At this point in time, I think Rios is a spent fighter, no disrespect. But Bradley did look a little bit more assertive offensively. I think we can expect that tomorrow night, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, Teddy Atlas being in the corner is a great motivation for Bradley. You know, we saw it in the Rios fight, even though, you know, Rios didn't really come to play like he should have. You know, in the corner, in between rounds, Teddy Atlas was motivating. He was instructing Timothy Bradley on what to do, and I expect to see that tomorrow night as well.
You know, we've had Bradley on the show multiple times. Hopefully we'll get him back on following this fight. He's such a likable guy, and really, I think that his boxing skill gets overlooked. In my mind, he's a top 6 pound-for-pound guy in the world right now. He doesn't get a lot of love, and again, I think a lot of it has to do with his marketability taking a huge hit. We can go back and talk about the Provodnikov fight. He was a warrior in that fight. I mean, it was stellar, so pleasing to the casual fan. What is a win for Timothy Bradley tomorrow night do for his future in the sport of boxing, not only financially, but finally from a popularity standpoint?
I think this win over Manny Pacquiao, I think it should keep him pretty much at the top of the welterweight division. Me personally, I already have Timothy Bradley at the top of the welterweights right now, with Floyd being out of the picture. So a win tomorrow night should just solidify that Timothy Bradley is here to stay, and he's a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, I agree. I think that this is a guy that's very underrated. Now, on the flip side of that, it's been billed as Manny Pacquiao's last fight. Bob Arum has been very hesitant to bill it as Manny Pacquiao's last fight. Freddie Roach has also been somewhat hesitant to say it's Pacquiao's last fight. Pacquiao seems to be the only one claiming it's his last fight. Do you believe this is the last time we see him in the squared circle in front of millions around the world?
I think it depends all on the motivation. I know Freddie Roach has done a few interviews recently where he said, you know, even in training camp, Manny Pacquiao just started sparring the way he wanted Pacquiao to spar about 2 weeks ago. So I think it all depends on the performance tomorrow night and Manny's actual motivation. You know, he has a lot of political things going on, and whether his drive is there to continue boxing or not, we're definitely going to find out tomorrow night.
Of course, the recent comments that Manny Pacquiao made about homosexuals has not helped his popularity worldwide. that definitely takes away a little bit as far as the buzz for a Pacquiao fight goes. But how much does the loss to Floyd Mayweather take away the intrigue in a Pacquiao fight? I've said on the show for years, and this is nothing against Pacquiao. I'm being truthful when I say this. A lot of the buzz and the marketability and the spark around a Pacquiao fight was built on the fact that maybe this was the guy that could knock Floyd Mayweather out. Maybe this was the guy that could deliver Floyd his first loss. We saw that last May. It didn't happen. Wasn't even remotely close. How much of that affects the buzz around a Pacquiao fight?
For this fight, I think it definitely affects it. You know, not only losing, and, you know, everybody thought this was the guy to beat Floyd Mayweather, and then he lost, but then the way he lost as well. He got shut out, and then he came and, you know, used the shoulder excuse and said that's the reason he couldn't perform. And I think a lot of the fans, whether casual or hardcore, I think they kind of looked at that as sour grapes, and they kind of look at Manny Pacquiao a little different now. Manny should have stood up and said, you know, Floyd was the better guy, he beat me, but, you know, he had the case of sour grapes, and, you know, it's affecting him. He's going to see it probably in the pay-per-view numbers tomorrow night.
Which is unfortunate, because I think we got a great fight. I also think we got a great undercard. Out of the non-televised fights, there's four very competitive fights, and then you have the three. We get a chance to look at Arthur Abram. We're going to get a chance to look at a budding superstar, I think, in Valdez, who's a perfect 18-0 with 16 knockouts. The one thing I can say about a top-ranked card, and this is in comparison to Golden Boy, I think it will be in comparison to whatever Mayweather Promotions does in the future, Bob Arum does a terrific job of building a competitive card front to back, and that's always pleasing for the customer.
Oh, yeah, it definitely is. One thing about Bob Arum, he can put together a great card, and I expect to see multiple knockouts tomorrow night. If not the main event, maybe on the undercard, definitely.
Yeah, and again, the guy that I'm definitely telling the spectators to pay attention to is Valdez. I think he's got a very tough matchup tonight. A little bit inexperienced. He's got a pretty stellar amateur a career underneath his belt. But, you know, this is a guy that's knocked out 16 of his last 18 opponents, so pay attention to that. That'll be the first televised fight tomorrow night. I think we're going to see a knockout there. Arthur Abram is a guy that will pull in the casual fan based on off name recognition. I wouldn't be shocked to see Abram touch the canvas tomorrow night, though.
Oh, no, I wouldn't be shocked either. But, you know, that's the beauty of boxing. We never know what can happen under the big lights, they say.
Yeah, definitely. And hopefully it's not the last time that we see Manny Pacquiao in the ring. Speaking of Manny's counterpart, Floyd Mayweather, these two are always going to be connected. He was in the headlines because of Adrian Broner's comments on April Fool's as he TKO'd Ashley Theophane. And we can talk about that fight. I don't know if there's really a need to. Broner had control of it through the first half. I thought Theophane actually showed some signs of life before a premature stop. But after the fight, Broner gets in the ring. He calls out Floyd Mayweather. I give this fight a 0% chance of happening. 0%. Nobody wants to see Mayweather-Broner because it will be a 12-round skunk. Do you agree?
Oh, yeah, I absolutely agree. I would have Mayweather shutting out Adrian Broner. You know, Adrian Broner, he's a real flat-footed fighter, and you really saw that in the Theophane fight. And, you know, I think he's just trying to get a payday out of the situation. Broner has a lot of issues going on right now. He's admitted that he had an alcohol problem, and, you know, he's got the issue with the attempted robbery or whatever's going on with that situation. And I think he needs to get his house in order before he tries to even continue the sport of boxing, because, you know, there's a lot of issues. He's a great fighter. Definitely a great fighter in the ring. There's some stuff he can improve on, but, you know, personally, in his personal life, he's got to have that together before he can get in the ring and do what he needs to do.
I'll give him credit in one regard. Obviously, the Theophane fight wasn't something that we'll be talking about for the next months to come, but we will be talking about the possibility of Broner bringing Floyd Mayweather out of retirement. So somehow, some way, he found a way to keep his name relevant following this fight. Any chance that Floyd Mayweather bites to come back into the ring? I view this as very slim. You never know with Floyd. He's announced his retirement two times before. I mean, he announced it following the De La Hoya fight. He comes back, he fights Hatton, announces it after the Hatton fight, comes back, he fights Marquez, takes another year off, comes back, and he fights Mosley. Floyd has really picked and chose when he wants to step into the ring. Do you think he comes back one more time to get that 50th win?
I could see him coming back to get the 50th, either against Danny Garcia, who's undefeated still, so, you know, that would be, you know, it would be 0 for O, and maybe possibly against the Thurman Porter winner. I mean, so those are two options right there. I wouldn't have a problem with either option if he decided to come back, but Broner definitely out of the question.
Let's flip back. We'll talk Pacquiao Bradley once again, third fight tomorrow night. I'm going to tell you how I see this fight playing out, and then I want you to rebuttal and tell me what you think here, Calvin. I think that obviously Bradley's a better athlete at this particular time in his career. We know by watching the first two fights that the straight left hand was the most effective punch for Manny Pacquiao. I think you got a very savvy trainer in Teddy Atlas who can make some adjustments to that. I think you're going to see a more polished offensive fighter in Timothy Bradley. And if Pacquiao can't get that straight left to land, and he continues to lunge with his jabs, could be trouble for Pacquiao tomorrow. I'm actually going to take Timothy Bradley to win this fight by decision, although I think it may be a close decision. I just haven't seen enough out of Manny Pacquiao over the last couple of fights to give him the benefit of the doubt in this one.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to agree with you on this. I'm going to take Timothy Bradley by split decision. And I think the most important thing with Bradley is going to be in between rounds to listen to Teddy Atlas. Whatever Teddy says, go in there and execute. And another thing that Timothy Bradley can really show tomorrow night that he didn't really show in the first two fights, I think pivoting with his footwork is going to be the most important thing with Manny Pacquiao, between the pivoting and between maintaining the distance. Because Pacquiao is going to be there. He's knocking on the door 24/7. He's going to come in and he's going to try to fire off the left hand, the combinations, and Bradley just needs to be ready to, you know, give the footwork, slide out, and then counterpunch.
I agree with you. It's tough to go against Pacquiao. He's probably, no probably about it, he's the second pound-for-pound fighter over the last 25 years. He's number two in the ranking. So, and again, I don't think there's much debate there, but it's just at a stage in his career where I think Bradley, he's the better athlete, and he may even be a tad bit more polished with his motivation right now than Pacquiao as well, and that's why I'm giving him the edge, Calvin.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like I said, Teddy Atlas, he brings something out of fighters, and I think that's something we're going to see tomorrow night. You know, even if Timothy Bradley takes his foot off the gas for a minute, Teddy's going to be right there on him, giving instructions and telling him what needs to be done. And Bradley's been saying the last few days at the press conferences, this is going to be a totally different fight.
Calvin Miller, one of our boxing insiders, does a terrific job on a podcast as well where he talks everything from movies to sports. Does a great job. I know you're a boxing aficionado. I know you love your MMA. You love wrestling as well. Where can the listeners find more Calvin Miller?
Of course. They can tune into the podcast. It's on iTunes. It's called The Chronicles Podcast. We talk everything on there. It's unfiltered, so go ahead and check it out. And it's on iTunes. It's on iTunes, Libsyn, and, of course, Blueberry, all the podcast areas. You can check it out.
Calvin, it's always so much fun to catch up with you. Enjoy the fights this weekend, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
All right, have a good one.
We're going to pause for just a moment. We have more Drive Time Sports coming up right after this. That'll wrap up the boxing talk, but we'll flip it back over to the national sports scene when we return.